From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project. We are news and information. Today, no major endorsements. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It's Monday, January 28th, 2008. Yeah, McCain, Clinton, Obama, just hogging all the endorsements over the weekend. Did your invitation get lost to Jenna Bush's wedding shower?
No, I was really upset about that. You think you're close with a girl.
I don't know if anybody heard about this, but Jenna Bush had her wedding shower. She's getting married on May 10th. They had it actually at the White House, and she had 15 friends come for what's been billed as a sleepover party at the White House. A sleepover where you have to give your, you know, Social Security number and have a background check.
I wonder if they had to bring their own sleeping bags. Where they slept.
Maybe. It's kind of interesting because a lot of the mainstream press has reported just the facts, ma'am. But over at Wonkette, the blog, they've opened it up for comments, most of which I cannot read on the air. But there's just one that's kind of funny. You know, wedding showers, we've all been to them. Sometimes they can get a little bit raucous. This guy wrote, one day we'll hear the story about a male dancer hired to perform at Jenna's wedding shower. It may take a decade or two, but someday we'll have confirmation of at least one person has danced near naked to It's Raining Men.
Makes you wonder, did President Bush just say, you know what, I'm going to check out for the weekend. Don't ask, don't tell, I don't want to know. I don't want to know what's going on.
Well, we hope she has a lovely wedding.
We do, we really do. So, coming up on the show, lots of good things. Reports out of Saudi Arabia that soon, maybe, women may be allowed to drive.
Wow.
They have not been able to for a very long time. We're going to talk with one Saudi woman who thinks this is a problem, and she's trying to change that.
We're also going to have a conversation with a band called Ida. You may have heard of them. They've been on the indie scene for many years. They have these kind of dual careers because they also perform children's music, the kind that you actually really want to hear. And
it's
you
not
want
totally
your
annoying.
Kid.
You want it
yeah.
to stop.
So they've been dealing with these dual careers. They actually have a new record as their rock band self coming out tomorrow. It's called Lover's Prayers. They came to the studio. They played some of their rock music and some of their kid music for us, too.
Cool. Also, an Iraqi doctor takes us inside Baghdad's Al Yarmouk Hospital. This is a very interesting film, footage that you haven't seen, I would be willing to bet. The documentary is called Baghdad Hospital Inside the Red Zone, and the filmmaker stopped by and will give us a little peek at that movie that debuts on HBO this week. Also, Corva Coleman is here with today's headlines in just a minute, but first, here is the BPP's big story.
Who will be the next American Idol? I mean, Democratic nominee. The latest step in the audition process, a.k.a. the South Carolina primary, coupled with some votes from Randy and Paula, Ted and Caroline, means that Barack Obama could be going to Hollywood, or rather, Hollywood for unattractive people, known as Washington, D.C. Rachel, tell him what really happened.
Okay, Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy is expected to announce today that he's endorsing Barack Obama. Yesterday, his niece, Caroline Kennedy, announced in a New York Times op-ed piece that she, too, is backing Obama, in part because the Illinois senator reminds her of her father, JFK. Both Kennedys are scheduled to appear with Obama today at American University in Washington, D.C.
Not to be outdone, Hillary Clinton's campaign yesterday went out and found their own Kennedy, releasing a statement from former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, daughter of the late Bobby Kennedy, in which she's announced that she is backing Clinton.
Now, for those of you keeping up with the Kennedy count, that is two for Obama, one for Clinton. But a lot of Kennedys remain uncommitted at this point, still on the fence. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, actor George Kennedy from the Naked Gun movies, and former MTV VJ Kennedy.
We do want to point out that Leon Kennedy from the video game Resident Evil 4 does not exist. But if he did, you can bet his endorsement would be a hot property. I'm thinking Huckabee.
One place where Kennedys don't earn you as many points is on the Republican side, where Florida's GOP Governor Charlie Crist announced over the weekend he's backing John McCain. McCain and his chief rival for Florida, Mitt Romney, spent much of the weekend going tit for tat. Romney's been billing himself as the candidate who can turn the economy around, and in the process, he's attacking McCain's fiscal record. Meanwhile, McCain is focusing on his foreign policy chops and attacking Romney on that front. In Florida yesterday, McCain accused Romney of having favored a timeline for Iraq withdrawal.
He said that he wanted a timetable for withdrawal. That would have meant disaster. That would have meant that Al-Qaeda would now be telling the world that they defeated the United States of America.
But Romney said McCain was flat out wrong.
To say that I have a specific date is simply wrong and it's dishonest, and he should apologize.
The Florida Republican primary takes place tomorrow. Super Tuesday, when each party will hold more than 20 primaries on the same day, is a week from tomorrow. And that is the BPP Big Story. Now here's Korva Coleman with more news.